plants?
Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000. But at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs. 314-921-3500 or BowenDentalCare.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-4807. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-400-4807. That's 1-800-400-4807. 1-800-400-4807.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here in the studio with me, and now I've cleared the phone line so you can join us to play the Harris Challenge. This is where you prove that you've been paying attention to what's been going on in our world all week long. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. The only question Dan is going to ask you when you call and he answers the phone here is, have you played in the last 60 days? And if you have not, then you're eligible to play the Harris Challenge today. It's brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Two screens, two movies on each screen. Great audio, great food from the concession stand. They're not open 7 nights a week anymore because schools are in session, and that means they're open on weekends and will be for a couple more weekends. But we'll tell you about the films that are playing there in just a couple of minutes, and you can check out what's going on at the Skyview Drive-In and then, you know, take the kids, take them along, go on a double date, whatever it is you want to do over there in Belleville at the Skyview Drive-In. We're ready to go with our first contestant already, and here's Brad. Welcome to the Big 550, Brad.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in the broadcast world where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I need millions and millions of dollars, and I'm at work, so I probably shouldn't say any more because my boss will hear it and then wonder why I'm not working.
Okay.
Oops.
What is the need millions and millions of dollars thing? Do you have some sort of scheme for invisibility or something?
No, I just don't want to work anymore.
Oh, I think everybody would need to know.
Wow.
In that
yeah.
case, yeah,
I mean,
I
not even
use
millions. I'd be happy with $15. Heck, what the hell?
You could quit your job for $15?
No, but...
maybe a million people giving you $15.
Exactly. That would be perfect.
All right, I have one word for you. Powerball. Good luck with that, Brad. Let's turn on a semi-random category computer. which categories you get to choose from. Led, of course, every week by category number one, have you been paying attention? Then there's category two, Katrina, 10 years later. Or category three, that's their business. Which one would you like?
Let's try that's their business.
All right. The Harris Challenge works this way. 60 seconds on the clock and five questions to ask you. If you want, you can pass on any question and come back and pick it up later, as long as you do it all before the buzzer sounds at 1 minute, because that's when I'll tally up your points. And if you've gotten more than half of the 15 available points, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations. In Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Wow, I think, did our contestant just do a little
I don't know if he did an for donuts or he was doing a moo for a cow. I wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, I wasn't
it
sure
doesn't
either.
Matter.
Oh, okay. All right, Brad.
What else do we have?
We also have Skyview Drive-In movie passes that will get two adults in, and then each adult gets to take two kids in. Mm-hmm. So that's a $10 value for each one of those passes.
Mm-hmm.
And new to the challenge, every family has one, but we here have a family nut store.
Yeah, we do, right here
at Westport. Yes, and this is a gift certificate. So Family Nuts is a locally owned family candy company. They have ice cream. They have hand-dipped ice cream, by the way.
Yeah.
And this is a, right here at Westport, this is a gift certificate for one free hand-dipped ice cream.
They've got not just ice cream, but they've got, like, bulk nuts. You know, I went in there one day, got some roasted cashews.
Oh.
They're delicious. They've got all sorts of old candy, too. Not, I don't mean old like it's been on the shelf for a long time. But candy that you'll remember from your youth.
Oh, yes. And they have... They change the flavors of ice cream almost daily.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get all sorts of different flavors of ice cream, or you can get a half pound of elite chocolate and nuts. So there you go.
All right, I should mention that the movies that are playing at the Skyview this weekend on screen number one, Straight Outta Compton, that's the number one movie in the country. You get that, and Trainwreck. That's a pretty good double bill there. That's two major movies. And the other screen, Hitman, Agent 47, and Vacation. I would go to screen one if I were you. But
it's your personal opinion.
Vacation was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I'll just drive back and forth in between the
screens. There you go.
No, just go to the screen one and you'll be fine there.
Okay.
But, Brad, if you get the clean sweep...
Yeah, if you get all the questions right...
That's right. You get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMond in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. You can check jimmyscafe.com. And now we are out of time for the Harris Challenge. So thank you.
All right, Brad, you've chosen the category. That's their business. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Noel Biederman stepped down as CEO of what website for adulterers that was hacked this month?
Oh, gosh. Pass.
Which automaker's Model S P85D has been given the highest rating ever by Consumer Reports this week?
Ooh, gosh. BMW?
Tesla. According to a class action lawsuit, Almond Breeze almond milk consists mostly of water and sugar, but only 2% what?
Almond?
Correct. What was the name of the sandwich Burger King wanted to team with McDonald's on for the UN's International Day of Peace?
Oh, the Big Whopper.
You're very close. It was the McWhopper.
Oh.
Five-pointer. Which retail chain announced this week that it will stop selling assault rifles?
Walmart.
Correct. Noel Biederman, CEO of what website for adulterers?
I cannot think of it.
It's Ashley Madison. He's out of there now. And by the way, that Tesla Model S P85D... Consumer Reports said it got 103 on a scale of 100. which can't possibly be because it's not like it's a student.
Scale.
It's not like it's a student in high school that took the extra credit yes. bonus advanced placement class. Oh, yo, that car was an AP, so it could get a 4.5 instead of a 4.0. How do you get a 103 on a scale of 100? The answer is they've changed the scale because this car got such a high rating. Let's see how you did here, Brad. You got the 3, the almonds, and the 5, the Walmart. That's 8 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Hallelujah.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I meet contestant number 2. Hello, Mary.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to give a big shout-out to my husband, Larry, who's my best friend. I love him a bunch.
All right. Category choices are, have you been paying attention? Katrina, 10 years later, or the sports pages. That's our new third category.
I will take current events.
You mean have you been
or
paying attention?
Or have I been paying attention?
All right. They're all current events, but have you been paying attention is the category, Mary. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did 3 Americans and 1 Brit subdue a terrorist on a train this week?
In France.
Correct. In what state were a reporter and cameraman killed while doing a live on-air morning news report this week?
Terrible, but North Carolina.
It was Roanoke, Virginia.
Oh.
Which Friends star got on stage to sing Smelly Cat with Taylor Swift in Los Angeles this week?
Pat.
Which social media outlet claims that it was used for the first time by 1 billion people on Monday?
Google Chrome.
Facebook. What is the name of the Univision reporter who was thrown out of a Donald Trump press conference this week?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. Which Friends star got on stage to sing Smelly Cat with Taylor Swift in L.A. this week?
It's Phoebe. It's Blonde. It is Pass. And Kudrow was the Univision.
Wait a second. Let's clear things up here. What was your answer there?
To the Univision, it was Kudrow. Was the reporter.
Well, the Univision reporter's name was Jorge Ramos.
Oh, okay.
But the answer to the Friends question is Kudrow. It's Lisa Kudrow, who was Phoebe Buffay on the show, who sang Smelly Cat. So you were a little bit confused. I'm going to give you the 3 points for that one.
Thank you.
But that plus France only give you a total of 4, Mary, and that means I have to punish you. Here's something I found online this week that I did not know. This is a commercial for a cereal that was done over 50 years ago in England. It never aired in the United States, but it aired on the not on the BBC because that's non-commercial, but on British television for Rice Krispies. I'm going to play the audio of this, and then you will not believe who it is that's actually doing the song. Go.
Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says Rice Krispies to you. And you, for on the milk and listen to the sound that says it's nice. For on the milk and listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pub that says it's rice. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
Now let me ask pop culture and classic rock expert Dan Strauss. Do you know who that was doing that Rice Krispies commercial in 1964?
64?
British rock band.
Oh, man. I want to go with... Man, it's like two. I have two. I'll say the Beatles.
Ian?
Oh, I know.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Or the Stones.
It's the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
It was written by Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Four Rice Krispies. Yeah. So there you go, Mary. That's all you got out of today. No prizes for you, but thank you very much for playing.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Here's our third contestant. Hello, Kara.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
My kids go to Westminster Christian Academy, and I love the school.
Okay. Say their names.
Matthew and Sydney.
Yeah. They always want to hear their names on the radio. all right, Kara, we have 3 categories. One of them is Katrina, 10 years later. Category 2 is now the sports pages, and our new third category is multiple choice week. Which one would you like?
Oh, boy. I'll try multiple choice week.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the name of the tropical storm that's hit the Caribbean and may threaten the east coast of the U.S. by Monday? Is it Erica, Gail, or Donna?
Erica.
Correct. Who did not dance on Billy Joel's piano while he sang Uptown Girl in Chicago last night? Heidi Klum, Amy Schumer, or Jennifer Lawrence?
I'll say Heidi Klum.
You're correct. What is the most commonly spoken language in Missouri after English and Spanish? Bosnian, French, or German? German. In Taiwan, a 12-year-old boy tripped and put a hole in a million-dollar painting by which artist? Pablo Picasso, Paolo Porpora, or Camille Pissarro?
Picasso.
Porpora. In what country did 22,000 people participate in a festival by throwing 150 tons of tomatoes at each other this week? Italy, Portugal, or Spain?
I'm going to go with Italy.
It is the town of Buñol, Spain. The festival is called La Tomatina. They've been doing it for decades now. And I think it was something like a three-hour festival where people just threw overripe tomatoes at each other. I don't get it, but I don't get the running of the bulls either. Kara, let's see how you did here. You got Erica. That's the name of the tropical storm that may be a hurricane by Monday. And it was Amy Schumer and Jennifer Lawrence. If you haven't seen this viral video, it's been out all day long, dancing on Billy Joel's piano last night. They are BFFs now. But Heidi Klum was not there, so you got 2 points for that. And unfortunately, that was it. So 3 points, Kara. I've got to hit you with some Rolling Stones cereal again.
Wake up in the morning, there's a slap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says,
they should do that out sometime.
I'm just telling the people at Kellogg's right now, if there is not a crate of Rice Krispies at this studio next Friday, I'm going to be very disappointed. Kara, I hope you have a great weekend with the kids. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Here comes our fourth contestant today. Hello, Ed.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself.
A young man driving home from work.
All right.
A little less information, Ed. Come on. TMI, my friend. Which category would you like? Katrina, 10 years later, or the sports pages?
The sports pages.
60 seconds on the clock, Ed. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The Cardinals have a 4.5-game advantage in the NL Central. Who's in second place?
Pirate.
Correct. Al Arbor, the first captain of the St. Louis Blues, died at age 82 today. Was he the last in the NHL to play without a helmet, or while wearing glasses, or using an all-wood stick?
Glasses.
Correct. After Usain Bolt won the 200 meters of the World Track and Field Championships in Beijing Thursday night, he was run over by a cameraman on what kind of vehicle?
Golf cart.
Segway. Name one of the three players given a rating of 99 out of 100 in the new Madden NFL 16 game.
Aaron Rodgers.
Correct. Rob Gronkowski and J.J. Watt are the others. Final question. NBA star Daryl Dawkins was known for breaking backboards. He died this week at age 58. When he played, what was Daryl Dawkins' nickname?
Chocolate Thunder.
That is exactly right, Ed. And except for the Usain Bolt question, you got them all for a total of 12 points, and you are a winner. Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in our final contestant today, and that's you, Randy.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Good. Go ahead and plug something.
Starbeam Supply, for all your lighting needs. They can do you can do a retrofit like in your warehouse or your store or whatever and save you like 20 to 30%. You don't have to change the fixtures. You just change the bulbs and the ballast.
And the name of the company again?
Starbeam.
That is how you use your five-second cheap plug opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Randy, we've got one category. It goes back to the disaster that happened in the New Orleans area a decade ago today. It's called Katrina, 10 years later. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which sports venue sheltered about 26,000 refugees from the storm for several days?
I know that was where
you want to pass?
New Orleans plays, but I can't think of it. Yeah.
All right. Which state neighboring Louisiana was hit by 11 tornadoes caused by Hurricane Katrina?
Mississippi.
Correct. When President Bush said, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job, what government agency was Michael Brown running?
Oh. Pass.
Who was the mayor of New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit?
I don't know, but he got in trouble for calling it Chocolate City.
Yeah, he did. Five-pointer. Which celebrity said during a fundraising telethon for Katrina, President Bush doesn't care about black people?
You know, I should know that, but I can't remember. I remember that. I remember everybody saying that.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time here. That was Kanye West. The mayor was Ray Nagin, who did get into a boatload of trouble. Michael Brown was running FEMA, and the sports venue where 26,000 people suffered for several days was the Louisiana Superdome.
I just went blank. I don't know.
I understand. Sometimes it's the pressure.
Yep.
Yeah. 2 points is all you got, Randy. So I've got to give you some British cereal too.
Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place.
Actually, like the harmonica part on this.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
That's probably Brian Jones, right?
Yes. It's not Mick, because he's singing.
Boom!
Oh, man. Hey, while I got you on the radio, Dan owes me a prize. I won about 6 months ago, and I went to call to get the prize, and they didn't have it.
Which one?
I can't remember. It was some kind of...
I'll tell you what, Randy. I'm going to put you on hold. Dan will pick you up, and you'll deal with this off the air, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for playing the Harris Challenge. It's brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Two screens, two movies, great concession stand. Open weekends now for the rest of the summer. The Skyview Drive-In. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. Keep up with the week so you can win on Friday afternoons exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. We'll do some business, then we'll go to Mike Evans in Southern California, and I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads. What happened to me all of a sudden there?
Today's batch of knuckleheads.
This is turning into longer than a Steve Ween promo. I'll have today's batch of knuckleheads news for you in minutes.
Wait for it.
That is so inside, but so funny to us. Oh, my goodness. Let's check.
Tim, what are you laughing at?
What do you mean, what am I laughing at? That's hilarious.
I'm glad you're all laughing at my last day on the air.
No one else gets it, but that's okay. It's just laugh with us. Just know it's funny. Here's Tim Weiland to try and give me some traffic now.
Yeah, I'll try, because traffic is no laughing matter right now, I'll tell you. Especially on Olive. On Olive, you've got traffic lights are malfunctioning on Olive at Highway 270 and at Fifi, and it's really affecting westbound drivers. It's a solid jam now from Lindbergh all the way out through Fifi. Now, we have a report of an accident on southbound 55 south of Highway Z. It looks like it's closer to McNutt, and that's causing a big jam up there. On westbound 70, looks like they've cleared that accident that was between Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. You do have some stop-and-go traffic between Mid-Rivers Mall Drive and Highway K, and then you're slow again from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Wentzville. Same thing on westbound 40. It's the usual slowdown from Kings Highway through McCausland, but then you have stop-and-go traffic from Winghaven out through Highway 70. Westbound 44 slowing now Soccer Park through Bowles. We have eastbound 40 downtown slowing about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge, and southbound 170 heavy Ladue through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway to try all four Lay's Do Us a Flavor chip finalists of flavors with your favorite freshly made footlong. Get all four before they're gone. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. In just 2 weeks, Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season.
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Mizzou kicks off the 2015 season, eyeing a third straight SEC East championship, and plenty more of plays like this.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
And more of these.
Touchdown, Missouri!
Catch every second of every game on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Don't miss the excitement at Busch Stadium when the Cardinals host the Pirates September 4th through the 6th. 25,000 fans 16 and older can take advantage of great giveaways all weekend long. On Friday, fans will receive a wearable replica of the 1967 World Series ring. Saturday, take home a replica throwback jersey, courtesy of AT&T. And Sunday, fans can keep cool with a Cardinals ball cap. It's the Cards and Pirates, September 4th through the 6th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Hey, John, check this baby out. It's my 1967 World Series championship ring. Man, what a year. Cepeda, Brock, Gibson, Maris, Flood. There were some great players from our championship team.
Mike, did you know the fans are receiving a 67 ring as well?
Hey, the more the merrier.
On September 4th, the Cardinals play the Pirates, and it's the replica 1967 World Series championship ring giveaway.
Like I said, the more the merrier. Tickets are available for the September 4th game against the Pirates at cardinals.com/promotions.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-3017. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-700-3017. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-700-3017. That's 1-800-700-3017.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-500-6720. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-6720. Again, that's 1-800-500-6720.
As we head into late summer, we have those fall festivals. We've got those charity events we like to go to. And right before the kids go back to school, you have those block parties. Well, at some point, you're going to be out and about, and you're going to get the urge to go to the bathroom. And it happens to the best of us. And then you're going to look around and you're going to think to yourself, where is an R&R sanitation porta potty? Because the worst thing to do is to be away from your home, having to go to the bathroom, and not finding a clean, safe place to go to the bathroom. R&R sanitation porta potties are bigger, which means they're cleaner longer. They get picked up and dropped off and serviced at a much better rate than the competition. So here's my suggestion. If you can't find an R&R sanitation porta potty, go in the woods. Otherwise, make sure you're using R&R sanitation, R&R portable toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R sanitation.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified field and turf enhancer compost this fall from St. Louis Composting. Top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, handles heavy rains with ease, and improves drought resistance in plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for STA certified field and turf enhancer compost, soil or mulch products, available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
You're gearing up for the school year while Appliance Discounters is gearing up for their Labor Day sale. You're cleaning out your kids' rooms while we're cleaning out our warehouse. We really want to move out some GE side-by-side stainless steel refrigerators, so we're giving discounts up to 50% off. Want a French door bottom freezer? Well, we got them, and they're up to 50% off. By the way, now's the time to get that GE washer and dryer set. We have an Energy Star washer with a matching steam dryer for only $9.95. Be sure to hurry in because the quantity is limited on this crazy deal. Shop Appliance Discounters for these amazing discounts on GE appliances.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com, that's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. A couple days ago, I went down to the valley to the Smokehouse Market, got a famous salad from the Smokehouse with their egg salad. I'd never had that before. I'd had their tuna salad, chicken salad, never had their egg salad. Oh, man.
Oh, the egg salad sounds good.
It was fantastic. They also have ham salad, which I've never quite understood. I like ham, but I don't know if I would like ham salad. No, it doesn't seem. But they have that, too. All sorts of salads and soups and sandwiches, and you need meat for the grill this weekend. They got kielbasa and brats and ground beef and chicken and so much more. That's the Smokehouse Market right next to Annie Gunn's. Behind Trixie the Pig in the Chesterfield Valley. And they sponsor this gentleman in Southern California, oh, yeah. Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it in.
Little Polly Harris.
How are you, Mike?
Little Polly Harris.
How
you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hot. Very hot here.
Triple digits?
We ran to the mall today, came out, got in the car, 122 degrees.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's been beautiful here all week, like in the 80s and very low humidity, unusual for us.
That's great.
Yeah.
Pacquiao's question, this is our final, we've been doing this all week long, in case you probably didn't know a little Polly Harris. Our final Oscar-themed pop quiz question. Steve Harvey's name is not Steve Harvey. He just took the name, liked the name Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Your pop quiz question, what is Steve Harvey's real first name? His father named him after his favorite actor, who is an Oscar winner. I'll give you four choices, and you tell me what Steve Harvey's real first name is, and if you pick the actor you believe he was named after, also give me the name of the movie in which that person won an Oscar.
Okay.
Is it Marlon Harvey after Marlon Brando? Broderick Harvey after Broderick Crawford? Ernest Harvey after Ernest Borgnine? Or Raymond Harvey after Raymond Milland?
Oh, so it's not Lawrence Harvey, the guy who was in The Manchurian Candidate?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Are you trying to ruin my report?
No. I was just asking because that's the only person I know with the last name Harvey in the movies, and I thought that that's where you were going to, but it wasn't even one of your choices, and now I'm completely stumped. I have to think about this now. Good question.
Yeah. Now I'm confused.
Don't be confused.
Movie review. You been going to the movies, Tommy?
I have seen a couple this week.
No Escape.
Yeah.
Stars Owen Wilson, an American businessman settles in Southeast Asia with his family just in time to be caught up in this political war where nobody is safe. A lot of action, a little repetitive, but, you know, for a summer popcorn thriller, I gave it 2.5 stars.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I gave it about the same, 7.5 out of 10. So what is
so,
that?
So, yeah, three? I gave it 2.5 to 3 stars. You know, I thought it was entertaining.
Very suspenseful.
By the way, did you like The Gift?
I didn't see it, but Dan did, and he was just telling me earlier today that he liked it a lot.
Yeah,
I still, I don't know if I reviewed it. I think I did. I liked it.
Yeah,
I did too.
Quick hits, big day for Justin Bieber today. He releases his new album. Don't know if it'll be a hit or miss. One thing for sure, he sure has been very active on social media, trying to kiss a lot of butt. I guess trying to. I don't get this at all, Caitlyn Jenner. Trying to land a deal at a Vegas casino.
Doing what?
That's exactly my next 2 words. Doing what?
Is it true that her TV show is a bomb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will you impersonate a woman? Is that what he's going to be doing? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
TV news, I'm hearing the MTV Music Video Awards Sunday night will be crazy as ever, unpredictable as ever, ridiculous as ever. Translation, Scubby Must See TV is... ridiculous as it sounds. Lifetime Television wants to make a biopic documentary on the Ashley Madison website. That's been in the news recently because it's been releasing names of folks that had affairs without their mate's knowledge. They want to get the 10 juiciest stories, make it into one movie. Date in history, August 28th, 1923. Police start something new. Speeding tickets. On this date, August 28, 1963, I Have a Dream speech delivered by Martin Luther King, Washington, D.C. Now, let's go over this again. So, Steve Harvey's father had his favorite actor, and he named him when Steve Harvey was born. His name is not Steve, but it's Steve. He named him this name, but it didn't really work for Mr. Harvey, so he changed it to Steve Harvey. Is his real name Marlon Harvey after Marlon Brando, Broderick Harvey after Broderick Crawford, Ernest Harvey after Ernest Borgnine, or Raymond Harvey after Raymond Moland? And I need you to also, once you give me your pick, tell me the movie that he won an Oscar for.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'll say Broderick, but I have no idea what he would have won a movie or an award for.
Maybe for Born Yesterday?
I was thinking
not
about...
Not too familiar with him.
No, I was thinking about Broderick, but I'm going to go Marlon, and I'm going to say Godfather.
Yeah, that sounds like the likeliest one. What were the other two choices besides Broderick and Marlon?
Ernest Borgnine and Ray Milland.
I don't even know any movies Ray Milland was in. Ernest Borgnine, all I can think of is the Poseidon Adventure. So, yeah, I'm going to go Marlon, Godfather, Brando.
Okay, well, Marlon Brando hadn't made Godfather when Steve Harvey was born, but he had won an Oscar for On the Waterfront.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
But that's not the correct response.
Oh.
Raymond Moland won an Oscar for The Lost Weekend.
Okay.
Ernest Borgnine won the Oscar for Marty.
Oh, of course he did.
And Broderick Crawford won an Oscar for All the King's Men.
Oh, the Huey Long movie, yeah.
And the answer is Broderick Crawford.
Huh.
And there's a follow-up.
Yeah.
When he was a little boy... Broderick, Steve Harvey, used to watch Highway Patrol with Broderick Crawford. And because of his name, he has a son, Broderick Crawford Jr.
Really?
Broderick Crawford Harvey Jr.
Wow.
He named his son after Broderick Crawford, and he was named after Broderick Crawford.
Wow.
Is that odd?
That is odd.
And finally.
No.
Sing along, St. Louis, good luck to the Rams, take care of the MVP. And the best baseball city in America, saying, little Aloha Friday, no, we're doing Monday, we're going to play today. Aloha Friday, come on, Bobby, come on, Bobby, come on, Bobby. This is Yokolani, Kalani, adios.
Mario.
Mike Evans brought to you by Annie Guns in the Smokehouse in the Chesterfield Valley. Dan's got something he wants to plug before we get to Knuckleheads in the News.
Oh, yeah. We have the Country Family Reunion coming up on September 13th. It's a Sunday from noon till 9. And there's 10 bands, including the Well Hungarians, Southside Johnny Band, Hicktown. A bunch of bands are going to be there. Doc Holliday. But... it's at mile 277 Watson and South Lindbergh. We are still looking for an elementary school choir or a middle school choir to kick the whole thing off about 11:45 with the national anthem. So if you are a teacher, a choir teacher at a middle school or elementary school and would like to have the kids come and kick it off, because it's a kids and all ages event, email me, danbig550@gmail.com.
What's the date again?
It's September 13th. It's a Sunday. Sunday afternoon from noon until 9, it goes.
All right. Time now for Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi app should be on your phone when you need a cab, or call 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we begin in Yellowstone National Park, where a family stayed in one of its lodges on vacation. When they checked out, they left behind a comment form, one of those piece of papers that they leave in the room. Tell us about your visit. This family wrote, "Our visit was wonderful, but we never saw any bears. Please train your bears to be where guests can see them." This one is an expensive trip not to see any bears. It's a national park. Not Lion Country Safari. In Los Angeles, California, police tried to stop a woman for driving erratically, but she kept going. They had to chase her down several streets. She drove in circles. Finally, they put down a spike strip that punctured her tires, made her stop in a parking lot. That's when she got out of the car and started dancing, smiling, shaking her body, waving her arms. Then she got back inside the car and kept dancing in the driver's seat before the cops pulled her out of there. Held her down, handcuffed her. The whole thing caught on video. It's gone viral now. You can find it on YouTube. Story number three is from Bradenton, Florida, where just days after a man was arrested for attacking his girlfriend with a plate of sauerkraut, another man named Jonathan Smith is facing a domestic battery charge for allegedly pelting his mother with potato salad during a confrontation at the home. Here's how it went down. Mom, Jennifer, told police that Jonathan attacked her. As she sat down to eat her chicken and potato salad for dinner, he grabbed a handful of the potato salad, threw it at her, hit her in the face. She yelled at him to stop. He wouldn't. Then he pushed her to the ground, pulled her across the floor by her legs, spit on her, and ran out. As she called 911, he jumped on his bicycle and rode away. Then the cops showed up. Jennifer still had food all over her and in her hair. And they found Jonathan just a few blocks away, looking intoxicated. What a shock! They arrested him. In addition to the misdemeanor battery count, Jonathan has other problems because he was on probation. Story number four comes from Somerset, Pennsylvania, where a couple was worried that the house next door, which had been vacant for a couple of years, was a fire hazard. They thought, if that thing catches fire, it's only a few feet away from our house, and it could burn down our place, too. So they made a deal to buy the next door house, which they planned on just tearing down and having some open land. So they went to the county courthouse, and while they were signing the deed, they got a call. That fire hazard house next door was on fire. A neighbor called 911. The fire department quickly extinguished the flames on the first floor. They say the origin of the fire was suspicious. Good news is it did not spread to the couple's home before they got back there. And we'll finish today in Beijing, China, where a woman named Zhao, somewhere in her mid-40s, went to the airport to get on a noon flight to Wenzhou. But she was stopped at the security checkpoint for trying to bring an entire bottle of Remy Martin XO Excellence with her. That's cognac, valued at $200. She had the whole bottle in her carry-on bag. That's too much liquid to go through because it's more than 3 ounces. So the security officers gave her a few options. She could put the bottle in her checked luggage, or she could mail it to herself, or she could just throw it away. Zhao didn't want to do any of those. Instead, she took the Remy bottle over to a corner, sat down, and drank all that cognac herself. Unfortunately, Zhao doesn't hold her liquor very well. Wasn't very long before she was acting wildly and yelling incoherently. Then she fell to the floor, stayed there until the police arrived. They took one look at her, decided she's not getting on the flight. So they called Zhao's family and they came to pick her up after she sobered up. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. Thanks, as always, to listener Matt Burrows for his contributions. If you've got a story for me, email it to paul@harrisonline.com. And that's it for today. Your Fox 2 News at 6 is moments away. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Colin and all of us who work on the large morning show in the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a really quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Whalen.
All right, you've got a crash on eastbound 40 at Mason. You've got a crash on westbound 70 involving a tractor trailer at Highway K. It looks like the traffic on Olive westbound is thinning out. You've got the signal problems, Olive at Fifi. And then there's also a crash on westbound 40 just before Highway 270 causing a backup approaching Lindbergh. And this report brought to you by TrueCar. Download the TrueCar app today. Find the new car you want. See what others paid and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers in your area. Save time, money, never overpay. Download the TrueCar app today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
I worry that it will continue to cause this migration of people and jobs from St. Louis City into the county.
Hours of debate over raising the minimum wage in St. Louis, where the board stands at this hour. A person of interest wanted in the accidental shooting of a 21-month-old boy. Why police say they want to talk with him. A mother still grieving over the murder of her son nearly 1 year ago today, but she's planning this weekend to shine the light on the murders of young people in St. Louis. But first, at 6, the city of St. Louis is getting a higher minimum wage. Within the past 30 minutes, the Board of Aldermen passed a bill raising it.
But at least one lawsuit challenging the law is expected. Fox 2's Ellie Davis was in the boardroom for the debate.